Ask a stranger to draw a pizza. Just a quick doodle, 20 seconds, no pressure. Now gather millions of those sketches from around the world, and something surprising emerges. The drawings carry a cultural fingerprint that the shared word pizza quietly hides.
Quick heads up before we start. This is an AI-made explainer, and both voices are AI too.
What you'll walk away understanding is how 2.6 billion doodles settled a question cognitive science has been circling for decades. Do all humans share the same mental picture of a fish, a phone, a pizza? Or does your culture quietly redraw those things for you without you ever noticing?
And the reason that should bug you is the word itself. You and I both say pizza. We agree completely on the word. So how can the same word hide a difference big enough that, across a whole population, the drawings start clustering by region?
That gap is the whole paper. And here's why anyone outside a psychology department should care. Right now, there's a live argument that a language model, trained on nothing but text, has basically absorbed how humans think. This study is a direct shot at that idea, because it shows words leave something huge on the cutting room floor.
So the standard way you'd test whether concepts are universal, and this is how it was done for 50 years, is through language. You line up the words for colors, for emotions, and for body parts across hundreds of languages, and you check how they carve up the world. If everyone slices reality the same way, concepts are universal. It's a clean idea.
It was clean, and it went nowhere, Finn. Some studies found color and kinship look strikingly universal. Others found emotions and food vary wildly. Decades of contradiction, and nobody could tell whether that reflected real differences in how people think or just quirks in how words behave.
So what's actually wrong with words as the measuring stick?
Words are compression. Think of an MP3. It takes rich sound and throws away the frequencies most people won't miss, so the file is small and easy to share. A word does the same thing to experience. Humans can see millions of distinct colors, but we share maybe a dozen color words. The word is built to discard variation, so we can all agree on one token. So if you only ever study words, you might mistake the flatness of the language for the flatness of the thought behind it. Measure through the compressed file, and you'll conclude the original was always that simple.
So before we get to the doodles, remind me why the words can't just show us this directly?
Because the word is designed to throw the variation away. That's its entire job.
Right. So their move is to stop studying the compressed file and go find a richer channel.
Drawing. When you ask someone to depict a concept instead of name it, they can't hide behind the shared word. They have to commit to a picture. And it happens there was already a giant pile of exactly that data sitting around. It's a Google game called Quick Draw. You get a concept, you get 20 seconds, and a neural net tries to guess your doodle while you draw it. Millions of people played. Between late 2016 and the end of 2019, it logged 2.6 billion sketches across 344 concepts from 236 countries.
Put that in context. What was the biggest drawing dataset before this?
Under 30,000 images. This is roughly 5 orders of magnitude bigger. That jump doesn't just add statistical muscle. It changes which questions you can even ask. One filtering choice matters here. They kept only the sketches the game's own neural net managed to recognize, a quality filter that quietly favors drawings resembling the most common ones. Hold that in mind. It comes back with teeth.
A doodle is just strokes on a screen, though. How do you compare 2.6 billion of them without a human looking at each one?
You hand each sketch to a vision AI that's never been told what any word means. It looks at the drawing and boils it down to a fingerprint, a short list of numbers capturing shape and structure. Drawings that look alike get similar fingerprints. Then a grouping algorithm clusters those fingerprints into blobs. Those blobs are the recurring visual forms people actually drew. And the first real question is this. When people draw a concept, do they all converge on one canonical picture, a single prototype, or does it shatter into many?
And that answer decides everything. One picture per word and concepts are universal. Debate over. Many pictures, and culture is suddenly in the room.
The answer sits in between, a few stable forms. The median concept splits into two recognizable visual clusters. Donut is nearly universal. Everyone draws a ring, one form. Fish splits into two, facing left or facing right. Phone fragments into a landline plus several smartphone styles, Watermelon hits 9. And Crow, for reasons nobody can fully explain, explodes into 21.
So a word isn't one picture, Juniper. It's a folder label everyone agrees on. And inside the folder, each region files a different photo.
That's exactly it. And that reframing is the payoff of the first half. Concepts aren't single prototypes, and they aren't random noise. They settle into a small set of visual attractors, a handful of dense clumps inside a big, fuzzy cloud.
If you want every major AI paper pulled apart like this, one a day, that's what this channel does. Subscribe and you'll get one daily. But hold on. So far you've shown the pictures vary. You haven't shown they're saying anything the words weren't already saying. Maybe the doodles are just a blurrier copy of the same meaning.
That's the objection the second half demolishes. The next part is the technical core. Two maps of the same concepts side by side, and it pays off in a single number that says words and pictures are almost independent channels. Picture two maps of the same set of concepts. On the first map, things sit close together if they mean similar things. That's the word map, built from how words keep company in text. On the second map, things sit close if they look alike. That's the doodle map. The question is whether those two maps agree. Take the pizza slice. On the looks map, what's its nearest neighbor, the concept whose drawings look most like it? Its closest neighbor isn't pizza, and it isn't food. It's the concept triangle. A wedge of pizza looks like a triangle, so that's who it sits next to.
And the whole round pizza?
The whole pizza, same word, sits at rank 284 out of 344 relative to the slice.
Wait, so the two versions of pizza aren't even neighbors? They're on opposite coasts of the same map?
They sit on opposite coasts of the same map, and that's not a pizza quirk. Across every concept that splits into forms, they measured how often a drawing's nearest visual neighbor is another version of the same concept. The answer? Only about 1 in 16, roughly 6% of the time. The other 94%, your closest lookalike, belongs to a completely different word.
So, vision organizes the world by what things look like, and meaning organizes it by what things are. Two totally different filing systems.
And they put a single number on how much those two filing systems overlap. On a scale where 1 means the maps agree perfectly, and 0 means no relationship at all, the correlation was about 1/10. It's essentially 0. These aren't the same map at different resolutions. They're near independent maps of the same territory.
Here's where I get suspicious, though. Of course the shape model puts pizza slices next to triangles. That's its whole job. It embeds pictures. The word model embeds meanings. You've built two tools with different objectives, then acted surprised when they disagree. How much of that near zero overlap is a fact about human minds versus a fact about two algorithms?
That's fair, Finn, and I don't think the paper fully closes it. Some of the divergence is baked into the instruments. What the number cleanly establishes is that the visual channel carries structure the word channel doesn't. Whether you want to call that structure thought is a heavier claim than the correlation alone can carry. But it sets up the result the whole paper builds to. The two maps disagree, so which one is right about culture? They built a network of countries, link two countries if their citizens draw the 344 concepts in similar ways. Then a second network the same way, but from words, translate each concept into each country's main language and compare the word maps. Two networks, one from doodles and one from language.
And you need something to check them against. What counts as true cultural distance?
The World Values Survey, a decades-long global survey of beliefs and values, boiled down into a validated measure of how culturally far apart two countries are. That's the answer key. If the doodles really carry cultural texture that words miss, the doodle network should line up with that answer key better than the word network does. And it does. The sketch map produced clean regional communities, English-speaking countries together, South America together, Europe, post-Soviet Eurasia, Africa and the Middle East, and Asia. The word map was mushier and weaker. Compared against the cultural answer key, across several ways of measuring it, the doodle network won by about 45% on average.
45% is an average across a lot of setups, though. Does the doodle map win everywhere, or are there configurations where words basically catch up?
Honestly, it varies. In some network configurations, the doodle map barely edges ahead. In others, it nearly doubles the word map, The 45% is the average of a real spread, but the direction never flips. Doodles win essentially everywhere by somewhere between a hair and 2-1. So as a collective signal, drawings track cultural geography better than vocabulary does.
Okay, but there's a why hiding here. Some concepts drew clean, everyone agreeing. Some scattered. What decides which?
They tagged every concept with off-the-shelf ratings: how concrete it is, which senses it touches, and which body parts it engages. Then they asked which property predicts a clean visual cluster. Almost everything came up flat. One thing popped.
Which one?
Haptic. Things you handle with your hands. Objects you can physically pick up and manipulate produce the most coherent drawings. Ask 10 people to draw a hammer, and you get 10 similar hammers, because everyone's hands already know its shape. Ask them to draw weather, and it scatters, because there's no object your body has ever gripped. The suggestion is that our sharpest mental pictures are built from physical experience, not from definitions. Concepts are partly grounded in the body.
And that's the part I'd put an asterisk on. Those handledness ratings came from English speakers rating English words. Then you correlate them against a global drawing set and conclude something about embodied cognition everywhere. Whether haptic, as scored by English speakers, even means the same thing across cultures. The paper doesn't resolve that.
Agreed. That one's a genuine soft spot. An intriguing lead, not a settled result. And they leaned on an AI model to fill in ratings for about 40 concepts that were missing scores, which is another layer of English-trained judgment sitting in the pipeline.
But the thing I actually can't shake, Juniper, is that filter. Remember, they kept only the doodles the game's AI could recognize. Where did that AI learn what a phone looks like? From this same pile of drawings. And 41% of every sketch in the whole dataset came from one country.
Right. Over 40% of all 2.6 billion sketches came from the United States alone.
So the recognizer learned a real phone drawing, mostly from what heavily represented players drew, which means the filter may quietly toss the exact cultural oddballs the study is hunting for before the analysis even starts. It's like judging a global bake-off with a rulebook written by one country's grandmothers. Entries that don't match get thrown out before anyone tastes them.
I can't argue with that, and the authors don't raise it. It's a feedback loop they leave untouched.
And the unsettling part cuts their way, not against them. If the filter is discarding the weird foreign drawings, then the real cultural variation isn't smaller than they claim. It's probably bigger.
That's the honest reading. Their sample skews wealthy, English-speaking, and online. It reflects who plays web games, not the shape of humanity. And scale doesn't fix that. Averaging billions of doodles washes out random noise, but it can't wash out a systematic tilt. More photos from the same corner of the room just give you a sharper picture of that one corner. Step back to where we started, though. For 50 years, the universality debate was fought on the field of language, and it's stalemated. This paper's real claim isn't just that concepts vary. It's that whether concepts look universal depends on the instrument you measure them with. Ask through words, and the world looks flat and shared. Ask through pictures, and hidden cultural structure snaps into view.
And that's the shot at the language models. If a system only ever ate text, it inherited text's compression. It absorbed the folder labels and lost the photos inside. All that embodied, culturally specific imagery. The pizza that's a slice here and a whole pie there. A text-only model never saw any of it.
The author's argument is that if you want a machine to represent human concepts and their real diversity, the visual and sensory side may be necessary, not just a nice add-on. And notice the irony. The same wealthy, online, English-heavy skew that limits this dataset is the exact skew baked into the text those models train on. Back to that opening pizza. A 20-second doodle, and across enough of them, the drawings sort themselves by region better than the words do. That sounded impossible when we started. Now you know why it works. The word compresses your culture out, and the drawing keeps it in. Whether a concept looks universal depends on the instrument you use to ask.
So here's the argument to have. Is a text-only AI really blind to how most of the world pictures everyday life? Or is this cultural texture that multimodal training already sweeps up no big deal? Say where you land.
The full annotated version is on paperdive.ai. Every term, tap to define, with the related papers linked by theme.
Quick housekeeping. This script was written by Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8. Juniper and I are AI voices from 11 Labs, and the producer isn't affiliated with either. The paper is Billions of Sketches Reveal Hidden Cultural Variation in Human Concepts, posted July 8, 2026. We put this together the next day.
The thing to watch is a dataset collected on purpose from the underrepresented world. If the cultural gaps hold up there, words really did lose something big. If they shrink, the filter was the whole story.